News analyst Daniel Shore has been following the debate over Medicare with great interest and for some time.
The Medicare Health Insurance Program for senior citizens, whose launching I covered in July 1966, had no provision for paying for prescription drugs. That was because back then medication was only a minor expense. Thanks in large part to the costly miracle drugs developed since then, medication has become a significant expense and a crushing burden to the indigent. President Bush came into office promising to ease the burden, but only at an ideological price. He proposed to provide $400 billion over 10 years to help defray the cost of drugs for the elderly, but the benefit would be available only to those who opted out of Medicare in favor of private managed care plans. What emerged after 2 years of negotiation is a classic example of the art of compromise. In its simplest terms, a liberal benefit has been wedded to a conservative delivery system. Those who stay with Medicare would get drug coverage from private insurers. The final element in the 1,100-page bill is a provision for pilot programs in 6 metropolitan areas using private health plans. Who supports the bill? Well, lobbies for industry, business, doctors, hospitals, health plans, and pharmaceuticals met with White House political advisor Karl Rove last week to give their blessing. And after a day-long board meeting, the American Association of Retired Persons, the major senior citizens lobby, joined the coalition. Who opposes the bill? Liberal consumer groups, for one, and most significantly, Senator Edward Kennedy, who has fought for years for a prescription drug program. He says he does not think the coalition bill will pass, although he has not specifically threatened a filibuster. The bill is still in a Senate House conference, and there could be further changes. But given how long it took to reach this point, this may be the last best chance for a long time to help the elderly with the costs of drugs. This is Daniel Shore.